It's Friday, the 21st of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Workers are preparing the Rundu Sport Stadium in the Kavango East region for the late founding president Sam Nujoma's memorial service on Saturday, the 22nd of February, 2025. We asked the governor of the Kavango East region, Bonifacius Wakudumo, how preparations are going.
The preparation is going very, very well for the state memorial service. Everything is going is according to plan. The logistic committee, they are working in terms of tents, in terms of chairs, in terms of cleaning the venue, the access road because of the casket, the cars which will be, transporting the casket. So the entrance road was sandy. We have built new gravel roads. Those roads are completed. The transportation, as we speak now, some buses are on their way to go. People from Mukwe constituency, they are coming in tonight, sleep here in Rundu. People from Ndiona, they will also come in tonight, sleep here in Rundu. Then people from Ndongalinena Mashare and Rundu Rural, respectively, they will be transported tomorrow morning.
The drought has disrupted farming, leaving over 1.26 million people, or 40% of the population, at risk of food insecurity. The delayed rainy season has worsened conditions with poor rainfall affecting planting. Agriculture Minister Kale Schletwein has given an update on the current situation.
The drought that we are talking about was last year's drought. It's true, it was one of the worst droughts that we had. It was the worst runoff season in about 100 years. So our water reserves were depleted, and we had to fall back on groundwater mainly. It is a little bit of a mixed picture, and I think we have to embrace the fact that climate change is a reality. Our weather patterns will be more erratic, and we have adopted a drought resilience program with which we try to improve our food security. We have picked up our green schemes, so they are in production again. So irrigation and intensive agriculture is the method that we should deploy to make food security and food self-sufficiency a reality.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a state visit following global diplomatic engagements. Their discussions come amid tension with U.S. President Donald Trump, who recently called Zelensky a dictator.
The clash of words comes a day after American officials began negotiations with Russia to end the war. Except Ukraine wasn't invited to those talks, nor were its European allies. Benji Haya, Washington.
Ramaphosa said there is a need for an inclusive peace process in Ukraine. Zelensky thanked South Africa for supporting Ukraine's sovereignty. The Netherlands has pledged to return more than 100 stolen artifacts from Nigeria kept in a museum in the country. Tese Makende has the details.
The artifacts, according to Nigeria's Commission for Museums and Monuments, will be the largest repatriation of such materials to the country. They were looted by British troops from Nigeria in the 18th century and sold to museums and other private institutions. The Dutch government says the return of the statues to Nigeria is its contribution to the redress of a historical injustice.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas will pay the full price for not releasing the body of a hostage, Shiri Bibas. The militant group handed over 4 bodies of deceased hostages yesterday, but now Israel says one of them is not the person Hamas claims to have released.
Israeli authorities have formally identified 3 of the 4 bodies handed over by Hamas, confirming they are Oded Lifshitz and 2 young boys who were all kidnapped in the October 7th attacks. However, they say the 4th body is not the mother of the 2 boys, Shiri Bibas, but rather an unidentified woman. The Israeli government is now accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire deal. These fresh concerns about the ceasefire holding come as Hamas prepares to hand over 6 living hostages this weekend in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Giles Gibson, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.